Homeland Security Department plans to turn data into decision-making power. It's launching the Management Cube early next year. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us live from the Executive Leadership Conference in Williamsburg, Virginia, where officials are releasing details. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
So, Jason, what is this Management Cube?
Well, the goal is actually simple. The idea is to have data-driven management decisions, but not just any data, but it's actually a view that includes all functions and all components, and it's not just random data. It's specific, what we'll call back-office data, technology data, or human resources, and the idea is to bring all that HR, IT, acquisition, financial management, real property together and look at a problem or solve a problem more specifically from a holistic standpoint. Rafael Boris is the acting deputy secretary of DHS. He's also spent the last 4 years as its undersecretary for management.
Our central tenet was that it was an integration strategy, that we wanted to harness and leverage the information that we had in our various CXO lines of business, finance, IT, procurement, security, personnel, real estate, and bring all of that together and create for DHS the first ever enterprise system that will allow a secretary and the leadership to have informed information and be able to make informed decisions.
Now, Boris spoke yesterday at the Executive Leadership Conference sponsored by ACT-IACT in Williamsburg, Virginia. He says officials before him actually didn't have access to this kind of data or these kinds of tools, and that is a little scary because the complexity of DHS's mission, this information, these tools are just so important, he says. Boris also adds that DHS wants to create an integrated structure to go from strategy to resourcing to execution.
It is so powerful, and it's not just to put it in the hands of leaders. It's really to push it out down to the front line, to the program managers and the project managers who need this information. Because that, I think, is one of the things that defines not will we operate like a business, but can we operate more business-like? And empowering our project managers, our program managers, our frontline personnel with the information they need to be able to better manage is just going to be revolutionary for us.
The board says DHS has been working on this program, this Management Cube initiative, for the better part of 2 years, and it's going to officially launch it this January.
So, Jason, how has Homeland Security been preparing to gather and make sense of all the data?
Yeah, and it's a lot of data. I mean, any agency, but DHS happens to be one of the largest civilian ones, so it brings in tons of data, and that's where it's got to start. We're not talking about perfect data here, but just starting with some common definitions and creating trust between people who manage that data. Keith Trippi is the DHS executive director of its Enterprise System Development Office in its office of the CIO. He offers more details about the Cube's initiative after Boris's speech at ELC. Trippi says DHS started with a basic question: what would they do with an extra dollar if they had it? And that led to other questions.
Where we're going to focus here on the Management Cube is around, think of it this way on the business side and the private sector, investment and portfolio analytics. So instead of trying to look and answer questions about a vertical slice of an organization, in this case, whether it's, say, Customs and Border Patrol or TSA or Coast Guard, what we wanted to do with the Cube was to start to look at things horizontally. Just take a horizontal slice across the departments. Easier said than done. How funding comes in, how it's authorized, how it's appropriated, how contracts are set up, how people are brought into an organization. That is very vertically sort of driven within most federal agencies, and we're not much different. So the challenge has been over the past year or so, since we've been on this with the Management Cube, is how do we start to look at things horizontally?
Trippi says DHS started that process by about 8 or 9 months ago by standardizing data definitions. The executive council that's leading this effort, which is actually the lines of business officials from all the components, came to an agreement around 61 terms. And this is something very simple, like FTE, full-time equivalent. What does that mean? To you, Emily, it could mean one thing. To me, it could mean something else. But the goal was for them to come back, make sure everyone had the same understanding of what FTE meant.
We have a common platform that is now bringing disparate data sets in from 12 to 15, maybe we're up to 15 different source systems. We have over 400 different views that have been created that are now shared across the different lines of business execs and senior leadership as they see fit. We've got information around the risks of our programs that we didn't have transparency into before. We're reducing the number of data calls.
So this is all the things they have done. So what do they still need to do by January? There's still several ongoing challenges, the biggest of which is probably change management, which I think we can say for any big initiative, especially from the management side. It's the idea of creating a share-first culture where people trust each other with the data. And it's not the idea of, whoa, are they going to lose my data, but what are they going to do with my data? And people are losing control of their data in the sense because it's all going to this common platform. Trippi says there's two other ongoing IT challenges. One is bringing together all this information that hasn't been brought together before. So you're talking about different data sources from different data systems, and how can you merge it all together, again, based on this set of common definitions. And the other IT challenge is ensuring that the platform, this enterprise-wide approach, can process and spit out the data quickly. Trippi uses an example. He says, could you imagine a pilot flying an airplane, but the weather data gets to him 3 weeks after the flight has already landed? He kind of looked at it, the audience said, nobody wants to be on that plane. And that's the same thing that's happening at DHS. They can't wait 3 weeks for data that matters today, that helps them make decisions today. So the idea of importing and processing all this data quickly is one of the areas that's got to be improved upon by January.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So it seems like they have a solution. What's the major problem they're trying to solve?
I think from Rafael Borse's perspective, the development of this Management Cube initiative really came from his time in local government, where data played such a big role in everything they did. He says, you know, for instance, local government is a great teacher of knowing where the problems are, whether it's trash pickup or potholes that need to be fixed, and you got to rely on the data to know what those problems are, and then use that data to tell the citizens what the time frame is for something to be fixed. And so he used an example. He goes, you know, you go to a grocery store, you go somewhere, and someone says to you, they know you're in local government, hey, that pothole didn't get fixed on my street, and you got to be able to respond and say, well, I know that it's been in the process, the system, et cetera, et cetera. So data is so important. For DHS more broadly, obviously they don't fix potholes. They do a lot of other things. For them, it's all about the money. Budgets are tightening. They have to understand where the money is being spent, and what DHS is getting is for that money is even more important than ever. But Boris says it's not just about the money.
It's being able to, and I talked about this drive that we have to link up strategy, budgeting, and resources to execution, to be able to get that cycle, to be able to convince the American people that every dollar we spend, we know why we're spending it. We know why we programmed it. We know how we want to budget it. We know how we want to manage it and monitor it. We know what we're trying to execute against. And most importantly, to be able to tell them what success looks like. That's the key for us. I think that is where all of us need to be focused on today. Because let me tell you, the challenge moving forward through all the times of the financial austerity that we're going through now, it's not just budgeting. It's not a budgeting problem. It's not a math problem. I think it's a problem of making choices. Do I spend here or do I spend there? Do I take a dollar away from here or do I put it over here? But on what basis do we make those choices? And that's why we need these tools. That's why we need this information.
And let's be clear, this is not a DHS problem either. Every agency is going to face the tough times, the tough choices they have to make. And industry specifically, and this was Mr. Boris's point, said industry has got to be involved in those decisions too because of how central of a role many companies play in agencies' progress towards not only making those decisions but meeting their mission. Boris says the Management Cube will give senior officials tools and knowledge to deal with sequestration and have confidence that every dollar is focused on results. It's a fascinating move. This is one of several initiatives that Rafael Boris, as Undersecretary for Management and now Acting Deputy Secretary, has really pushed out to change the culture of DHS.
So, Jason, I gather by announcing this at the conference, he was really trying to speak to those industry folks that might have a hand in perhaps organizing some of those components of the Management Cube?
I would say absolutely. He's saying to them, come up with ideas, help us with the data, help us with the tools, but don't just, you know, it's not business as usual anymore because we are going to make decisions based on this data of where we go continue to spend the money and where they spend the money many times is with contractors. I think DHS has a huge procurement budget, something like $12 billion they spent in 2013. So that's a lot of interest from the vendor community.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. And Jason, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure.